AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is set to sign his multi-trillion dollar tax break and spending cuts bill today. The legislation also includes other Republican priorities, such as new money for national defense and deportations. The first immigration detainees have arrived at Alligator Alcatraz, the new detention center deep in Florida's Everglades. It was not clear how many people had arrived. U.S. immigration officials have detained famous Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. for overstaying his visa and lying on a green card application. His arrest comes days after his high-profile fight with Jake Paul. Authorities say he'll be deported to Mexico, where he faces organized crime charges. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on more Israeli strikes and shootings in Gaza.
On Wednesday into Thursday, Israeli airstrikes and shootings have killed 94 Palestinians in Gaza, including 45 who are attempting to get much-needed humanitarian aid. The Gaza Health Ministry confirmed the killings as Palestinian families wept on Thursday over the bodies from an Israeli strike that hit a tent camp during the night, as displaced people slept in southern Gaza. At least 13 members of a single family were killed by Israeli strikes, including at least 6 children under 12. At a morgue in central Gaza, a boy wept as he stroked the face of his dead 6-year-old sister, who was killed by an Israeli strike. The toll from strikes emerged as more Palestinians were killed by Israeli troops in near daily shootings while trying to obtain aid. I'm Karen Shamas.
Flights around France have been disrupted following a strike by French air traffic controllers, hoping for better work conditions. The National Civil Aviation Authority asked airlines to cancel 40% of flights on Friday at 3 airports serving Paris. Is AP News. President Trump is hoping to celebrate America's 250th next year with a fight.
President Donald Trump wants to celebrate 250 years of American independence with a UFC match at the White House.
Dana's going to do it. Dana's great. One of a kind. Going to have a UFC fight, championship fight, full fight, like 20, 25,000 people.
Trump announced the plan Thursday in Iowa during the kickoff event for a year of festivities leading up to the milestone birthday on July 4th, 2026. The White House UFC fight would be one of many events held across the country. Trump is a UFC enthusiast who has attended several matches in recent months. The Republican president also announced an athletic competition for high school students and a tour of fairgrounds across the country.
And we're going to do that as part of 250 also. We're going to have some incredible events, some professional events, some amateur events.
I'm Geffen Coolball.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.